Okay, so this is something that in the room we're aware of. We've known about this for a little bit, but Alex, I don't think you've publicly spoken about this. I don't even think I've seen it on your social media. If I did, I missed it. But
I haven't talked about it in a personal sense on the air. When it first happened, I talked about it in a just... I just put it out there like one morning, like I think the Monday after it happened, before we got into Murder Monday, I mentioned the case.
Okay.
And just kind of pleaded with the public that if they had any tips to call Crime Stoppers.
Yeah.
But I did not explain what was going on behind the scenes with it.
So what is going on? What are we talking about today?
All right. So basically we're going to get to, I've been seeing somebody and I really like them and we're going to get to that part. But the way that we got there is this crazy story that I have yet to share on the air, so that's what I'm about to share with you. So last July, I matched with somebody on Bumble named Drew, and Buster knew this person. So when I matched, I just remember showing everyone I work with, like, look how cute this guy is. And then Buster was like, oh, I know him. That's my friend Drew. I like buy stuff from him. I buy clothes from him. So the person I'm talking about is Drew Schwier. And he had this business called Vintage 317 here in Indy that was based out of his house.
Okay.
So he like was a huge sports fan and stuff. And so he like specialized Vintage 317, which they still... have an Instagram. His sister now runs it, one of his sisters.
It's really cool. There's some cool stuff on there. I saw you sent me something and I was like, oh, Alex, I'm too big. I'm a 4X, not a 2X.
But if you are either somebody that likes like cool like 90s vintage clothes, or you're just a huge sports fan, or just a big time Indiana person, like a Hoosier through and through,
yeah,
you will like this store. And their Instagram is at Vintage 317. So he specialized in like sports memorabilia and clothing and hats and stuff like that. So Buster, our afternoon guy, was like a customer of his. And so Buster knew him personally. I didn't. You know, we had matched on Bumble. And then Drew actually, to me, he said the same thing. He's like, oh, I know your coworker.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then Drew and I ended up talking for like a few weeks. It wasn't long. Okay. So, and let me explain why. So we talked for just a few weeks. I don't want it to seem like I had a relationship with this guy, because I didn't. But Buster, while we were just talking on Bumble, kept telling me like, Alex, you need to go out with this guy because I just feel like you guys would really hit it off. Like,
it wasn't because he wanted free stuff.
No. Buster really wanted me to go out with Drew because I guess Drew just, from people that like knew him and his friends and family and things that I've heard or like read about him online and everything, he just seemed like he's like similar to me in a lot of ways, super goofy, silly. We had a lot of the same interests, some different interests. Obviously, I'm not a sports person, but he kind of, you know, was telling me like he was really persistent in wanting to take me out on a date, and he listened to the show. He was a big fan of radio now in general. He listened to our station all the time, and he told me that. And he also kept telling me like how bad he wanted to take me to Pacers games and to Indy 11 games and things like that, because, you know, at the time I'd lived here less than a year, and so he was really wanting to show me why he loves Indy, because he was born and raised here, which I thought was cool. But like, what's weird is, so in my mind, and I've never had this happen in my life, and this is why it was really hard for me to deal with after all this stuff happened, was in my mind, it was like I had these feelings of I could see myself really liking this guy, and something was keeping me from letting him take me out, and I couldn't explain it. And I vividly remember Buster coming into the studio one morning when our show was over, and I'd been talking to Drew, and he was like, Alex, why aren't you going out with him? Like, he told me, like, he's been asking you out and you're not saying yes. And I was like, I don't know what it is. It's a weird feeling. I don't know why, because I know that I would like him, but I don't know why I'm not going out with him. And it was this weird, like, I kept like blowing him off, and I would like read his messages, and then I would almost, it was like I meant to respond, and then I would forget.
Oh, that's the worst. And like, oh crap, I didn't get back
like,
to him.
It was just the weirdest thing, because I'm such a good texter, and I'm an immediate texter, and I'm very good at keeping in touch with someone, but it was like this weird thing that was keeping me from Drew. So that was in July, and then fast forward to, so we just eventually stopped talking because I just kept, you know, I wasn't talking to him, so he just kind of like eventually gave up.
Yeah, otherwise you become a stalker.
All right. So 2 months later, in the beginning of September, Drew was murdered right outside of his home on the east side of Indy. So Vintage 317 at the time was run out of like his house, I guess, his garage,
like
or
his
something.
Garage, yeah.
And so I don't know. The thing is that the police have never caught who did it.
Which blows my mind. Like, how do they, I don't understand.
Right. So this was this last September. Drew was shot outside of his house. They think maybe it was like a robbery gone bad or something. He was shot multiple times and he has roommates, but none of them were home at the time. And so I guess like a neighbor or something found him and then called, you know, an ambulance or whatever. And then he passed away. And I was... I had never met him, but somehow his death affected me so much. I think I cried every single day for like the next month after he had passed away because a lot of me felt so guilty for not taking him up on a date, because after reading like what his friends and family and everybody had said about him, I just knew like even if we would have never dated, I could totally see how we could have been friends because we were just so similar in personality and everything. And I just, and just all the things I heard about him, I just knew how much of a good person he seemed to be and all these things, just a really great guy. And I, part of me felt guilt, like mad at myself for missing out on getting to know somebody like that. And so I regret that. And so it's really hard for me. And I feel stupid that I'm crying over somebody that I never met, but his life just and everything that I found out about him afterwards just affected me so profoundly. And his story is incredible because he was a Christian and his parents are incredible people, because after he died and everything, like in all of their news interviews and everything that they did, they, you know, they were like, we just want to know who did it. We want closure and we forgive you for killing our son. And we know that he's in heaven because he's saved and all of these things. And through his death, all of these people went to his funeral. They had like lines wrapped around the church for his funeral, and so many kids got saved through him. And his whole story is just incredible. And so I always think about that, how I wish that I would have taken him up on that date to get to know him and at least been able to meet such an incredible person. And so after that, you know, I it's still sad. I haven't talked about this in a long time, so that's why I'm crying. So I apologize. But I just, you know, time went on or whatever, and I didn't really think about it that much anymore. And then a few weeks ago in March, I got a DM from his brother. And he messaged me something on Instagram. And so that's where this story kind of changes and takes a different turn.
Okay, well, is there more to the story then?
Yes. So right. Now we're getting into now how I'm talking to somebody else.
All right. I want to hear kind of what else happened. And thank you for sharing that. And don't feel bad about crying.
Yeah. And if you have information on Drew's case, on Drew Schwer's case, please contact Crime Stoppers. Any tip would help.
You're anonymous. They're not going to find out like, oh yeah, it was Joe, the bald bearded guy that gave the tip.
Yeah, you are completely anonymous. There's absolutely no way for the police to get your information. 317-262-TIPS if you have any information on the case of Drew Schwer.
All right. Well, I want to hear the rest of this story next. Hold on.